Hey, thanks for coming over. This baby sleeps so much, and I'm getting bored out of my skull. You don't mind keeping me company, do you? One of the things they don't tell you about being a mom is how boring and lonely it can be. Now that Mark's gone back to work, I don't have anyone to talk to other than a newborn. So yeah, I'm really glad you could come over. Let me just grab my robe real quick. Don't pay attention to how I look. No point in doing your hair or getting out of your nightie when you're just popping your tit in a baby's mouth and changing diapers all day. Do you want a beer or something? Let me get you a beer. Here, please. And I'll give you something to do while I talk at you. Sorry, I've spent the last 9 months being pregnant, and it's over now, and I don't know. I kind of miss it. I mean, ever since high school, guys have been telling me that I had childbearing hips. Complete strangers would say it to me. Mark told his friends I had MILFy vibes just after the first time he saw me. It's like I've been preparing my whole life for getting pregnant, and now... Well, now that part's over, and I really miss it. I know I'm a mom now, and I should just enjoy how great that is, but... I don't know. There's just something special about being pregnant. Of course, a lot of that is, you know, growing a whole new person inside of you. That is a pretty powerful feeling. But for me, I guess I've never felt more sexy than when I was pregnant. My big round stomach that was as tight as a drum. My already wide hips got wider. And the baby weight kind of did me some favors. I had a woman ask if I got a Brazilian butt lift for how big it got. And then my boobs. Oh God, my boobs. For as much as people said I'd had childbearing hips as a girl, they also said my kids would starve because my boobs just weren't that big. But, well... When my hormones started to kick in, my nipples got darker and more sensitive. And then they started growing and growing. I was never really one for wearing a bra before, but they grew so much that none of my bras even fit anymore. They were just so big and firm, and they rested nicely on my belly, so I hardly needed to. I mean, you probably noticed. My nipples were standing at attention and poking through my shirt like... all of the time, but I didn't really care. And that was before my milk came in early. Once that happened, they were just downright lewd, so engorged and prone to leaking at the slightest graze. I leaked through so many shirts. I was quite the sight, let me tell you. So, all of that together had me feeling like a sexy fertility goddess or something. I try not to get stretch marks, so I'd rub coconut oil all over my skin and, well, I started watching myself in a mirror as I did it. First, just so I could see where I was putting it, but then I'd watch my hands sliding over my belly and my swollen tits spilling out between my splayed fingers, and I'd lay back and spread my legs, and my clit would be throbbing and red, just so sensitive. It only took the lightest graze through my lips, and I'd be a quivering mess. And I wasn't the only one who liked the changes. Mark, he was wild about my new body. If I wore yoga pants, I knew I was asking for it. And fortunately for him, that was about all I could really squeeze into. And you know, Mark was my first. Yeah, I waited until our wedding night, and he ended up knocking me up on the first try. Imagine that. But I noticed that other men appreciated the changes in my body, too. Just tons of stares as I was pumping gas or running errands. But I got a massage once, and that masseuse could not keep his hands off of me. Really handsome. And fit guy. And his hands were all over me. Little grazes here and there turned into a few rubs. So I opened my legs to welcome him more, and before I knew it, I was begging him to mount me. After that, I was insatiable. Neighbors, Amazon drivers, two guys in the Target storeroom. Anyone who gave me a lingering gaze, I welcomed with my body. And they were all so eager and grateful. And that is what I missed the most. That was the real power of my pregnant body, to reduce any man to a puddle of his seed between my legs. And that's where I have good news and bad news. The good news is that the doctor gave me the all clear for penetrative sex. The bad news, Mark's paternity leave is up, and I don't think I can wait another second. So, I'm really sorry that I asked you over here under false pretenses, but I want you. I want you to breed me. I'm not sure if I'm ovulating yet, but I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to find someone to flood my womb with their seed, and I'm giving you the first chance. So, what do you say? Do you want the first shot at putting a baby in me? You did seem to be listening with rapt attention as I described the changes my body has gone through. Maybe you'd want to see them. Oh, I think talking about this may have gotten my milk flowing. It has been a while since I've nursed. Let me just give them a squeeze and see how full they are. Oh my goodness. I'm barely squeezing it at all, and it's just spraying and spraying. Well, this top isn't really doing me any good any longer. Oh, they are so big and so full. You know what I think you'd like? I think you'd like me to shove these in your face for you to lick and suck on while I get your cock out. Do you think you'd like that? Well, hold still and let me climb astride you. And mash your pretty face between these milky tits. There you go, baby. Go crazy. Suck and lick and bite as much as you want. Put that mouth all over them. Can you taste how sweet my milk is? Baby, you seem like you need this as badly as I do. It feels like you need it, too. Let me hold that cock, honey. This is so hard and excited for me. Oh. Now that I've got my hand wrapped around your cock, I'm going to ask you again. Do you want to breed my fertile little pussy? I was hoping that was the response I'd get. Now, if I can pull your face from these big boobs. Oh, I know, I'm sorry. You'll have more time with them later, I promise. But I thought you might like a view of my wide, childbearing hips and my nice, round ass. And my soaking wet gash. Part of me wants to just sit here and tease you and watch that cock of yours throb in excitement, anticipation. But I didn't bring you here to tease you. I brought you here so that you could empty those big balls in me and flood my womb with your seed. So come over here and fuck me. Don't be shy. Put a hand on this big round ass and guide that cockhead right between my thighs. Just like that. Now, fuck that baby into me. Yes, give me all of that dick. Yes. me as rough or as soft as you need. Whatever you want, just do it. Just do it and come inside of me. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck that big dick into me. God, your cock feels so amazing inside of me. Oh, you don't know how hard it's been not to have dick these last 4 weeks. I just love your cock. So please, don't stop fucking me. Pound my pussy. Grab my tits. Or my ass. Or my hair. Whatever you want to. Just keep fucking me. I need your cum. Pound that cock at me. Harder. Fuck me harder. Fuck me like I was born to breathe. Yeah, just like that. Come on, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Come on my womb. Come in my womb. Knock me up. I want my belly to grow with your baby inside. Make these tits stay nice and full with milk. That's it. Fuck that. Come to me. Come on, baby. Come for me. Yes. That's it. Oh, give it to me nice and deep. Spray your fucking load all over my insides. Paint my baby maker with your spunk. Yes, 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 yes. Breed me like the slut I am. Yes, oh, yes. Yes, 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 I can. Oh, baby, thank you. Oh, that feels like a massive fucking load you emptied into me. I'm afraid to have you pull, or I might lose it too soon. So, I want to roll onto my back, put my hips up in the air to let this marinate for a bit. Would you mind handing me the baby monitor and turning on the TV? I'll call you later and we can try again. I'm not going to take any chances, but, thank you for hopefully putting another baby in me. Bye for now.